section.
There's a lot more of them that's, you know, dealing with a lot more loss than we are, so.
Yeah.
So, let me go ahead. So, just tell me a little bit about, I was about to back up a little bit. Just tell me about your connection to that Eastern Kentucky area.
Okay.
That's so effective.
I was born and raised in Letcher County. I moved out. My parents divorced. Is one of the biggest reasons we moved out. But living there, it's just a different world than when I moved out and found out what there was outside of there. There's wonderful, wonderful people there. Just not a lot of options a lot of times for jobs and things like that. Everybody has to travel outside of the county. But for the most part, everybody helps one another, looks out for one another, you know, and things like that. And in times of crisis, that's one of the great things about the people of Eastern Kentucky. And we don't always get a lot of press over. We always get people making fun, generally. But the people there, when things get tough, they come together. You know, they're family. Most everybody down there is family. And, you know, there's no different now with the flooding that's going on. Everybody has pulled together and helping one another, rescuing one another. They were the first responders of that area. And, you know, I moved out at a young age and ventured into Pulaski, into finally settling in Madison County. And it's blessed my heart to see through Facebook and social medias and family contacts and friends that everybody is reaching out. I know Madison County has sent several buses, rescuers, people to help recover. Unfortunately, I know there's other areas that are helping immensely with everything that's going on. But through family contacts and things like that and friends that I went to school with there, they are in major need of water, major need of non-perishables, major need of hygiene items, things like that, just necessities, things to actually just survive right now, and they need manpower. You know, this is going to be something that's going to be ongoing for years to come. You know, we had our disaster in the western part of the state through the tornadoes, and it's horrible, and not to ever compare one to the other, but when you deal with water and you deal with fire, you have repercussions for years to come of molds and things. Even buildings that didn't get wiped away are going to have to probably be tore down and redone.
So you know, you're telling me you've still got, you know, you're from that area, but you still got a lot of family connections. Yes. Back there. I'm sure a lot of friends that are still in the area.
Yes.
But luckily, it seems like most all of them are okay, right?
Yeah, I'm very thankful, very blessed. Thank the Lord that most of my family and friends that I have talked to so far, some still don't have internet. They're just now getting their internet back on and phone lines to be able to reach out. They are safe. Unfortunately, there has been stories in other situations that's not been as fortunate.
Mm-hmm.
And prayers go out to them. We need to wrap our arms around them and love them in the name of Jesus and help them, because it's so traumatic to lose your house and your home and then your family. I mean, that's most important.
Right.
So,
You know, growing up there, do you ever recall anything even remotely close to that?
No, that's what I was trying to think back. I think it was 85 maybe. I'm getting older now. My mind is not as good. But I do remember, you got to remember, Eastern Kentucky is mountain region.
Right.
And when you have that amount of rain that quickly, the ground can't soak it up.
Mm-hmm.
So it runs off, and it runs to the lowest point, which generally is where the towns are. They build close to the water supply, you know, the main roads and things. I remember it getting like maybe knee deep of water, because there is a main contributor that runs through there, a creek runs through there, and it would overfill with the quick running off of the rain. But nothing of this magnitude that I remember ever.
I saw somebody, you know, I think it might have been on Facebook or somewhere, who said, you know, in the past they've had, you know, just, you know, small little neighborhoods and stuff.
Yes.
Like that will get flooded or whatever.
Yes.
But they've never seen anything
this
where it's just
out.
Wiped out just
yeah.
Huge swaths of, I mean, multiple counties. And
yeah, through Perry County, let's see, Perry, Leslie, the Kentucky River runs through there. You've got some other major, you know, contributaries that run through there. And again, the watershed, the way it runs off the mountains and things, I think they talk like 18 inches of rain come in just a matter of moments, minutes. and it's run down so fast, so hard that, I mean, it was wiping these people out. Where I'm from is Fleming Neon. Local area there is McRoberts. They were totally, you know, the lower line areas were covered up. On the other side of the hill there is Jenkins, and you got Hyman, Hyman, Buster Hart. I mean, just from the pictures I've seen, they've been wiped out.
Yeah.
I mean, and it's not just there. I mean, it's the whole surrounding area up into Pike. You know, you got Jackson, Perry. Leslie got some, but not as bad. Not to compare, but I mean,
right.
But damage wise, but Letcher and those areas right in that area, I mean, they hit hard.
What's it like for you to see that area that you grew up in, see the just kind of the,
well,
the trouble that's there now?
I don't go there as much as I need to. Right. I still got family there, like I said, and we use the benefits of social media to talk to one another.
Right.
But some of the places you remember as a child and see those pictures. You know, my grandfather had a store there. It burnt years ago, and it was gone before I moved. But, you know, to see the flooding area where that store was in downtown Neon is amazing to me. And then my grandmother, she helped with the local library there, and to see it be hit with the waters and things. And, you know, you have these memories of places. The old elementary school I went to, the football field was just covered. The gymnasium, the floor, from what I've been told, is buckling, the woods and things. I mean, you're talking about, again, years of recovery and cleanup. And this is just the area in which I grew up. There's, again, surrounding areas that's been hit just as hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, not having as many options sometimes as other places have, they've lost a lot of major, you know, businesses, jobs, livelihood, places to get supplies from. They're having makeshift places right now in McRoberts. They got the community center they're using. In Fleming Neon, they're using the fire department. You know, when I went to school there, you had Fleming Neon and Whitesburg was the two high schools. Now they've got one. It's Letcher County High School.
Mm-hmm.
They're using the high school, LCC, for a supply place for people to come locally to get to. And if they can't get there, then they're taking it to them. Mm-hmm. But right now, like I said, water. They need water. They need dry goods, foods, health and hygiene items and things like that. And they need manpower.
So what do you see is, you know, the best way for people here to reach out and help?
Well, from what I've been told from the people that I've talked to, Red Cross is already on the ground.
Okay.
Supposedly, FEMA has reached out, according to some of the information they was told from some of their local leaders. They are going to try to be there by the end of the week. Unfortunately, there is people claiming to be FEMA right now.
Yeah, you always have those situations where people try to scam.
So you got to be careful. Make sure of identification. Make sure you know who you're talking to. And FEMA never asks for money. So if they're asking for money, stay away from them.
Right.
But the local, like I said, the local fire department, the local rescuers, again, that's been there since day one.
Mm-hmm.
All those people, they've got different places again because the waters are still. Like my hometown, the waters had receded, and then again last night they got some rain and reflooded.
Right.
So, because they're still trying, the ground is still saturated with water. But your local EMTs, fire departments, they have places of contact there. McRoberts, a little small area there in Letcher County, they have a community center. Hazard, our church here, New Victory, and along with some others, we are a part of the Lake Cumberland Association. They're getting stuff together now, and I think, from what I understand, they're taking it to Hazard at Three Forks, I believe. I believe that's right. There's a community action center there, or local church they're using as a drop-off point. But then again, Letcher County High School is the drop-off point as well. I had the number sent to me, and it slipped my mind, but you can Google that if you need to. But the Red Cross is on the ground right now. Your local people are on the ground right now, and what I'm hearing, what I'm happy for, is people are coming, stuff are coming, manpower's coming, and they're going to need it.
Jed, anything else? Anything else you want to mention? Anything else you bring up?
Well, I have to plug Jesus. He's always been good to me, and he will get us through this. When I'm thinking of the situation and people giving, I think of John 13:34, and he talks about us having a new commandment, how we're supposed to love one another. And by loving one another, by helping one another, bearing one another's burdens, we're able to show the love of Jesus and show that, you know, people that may never hear of him, who he is. And we just need to be about helping. You know, this very easily could have been us. I mean, yes, here in Russell County, we live up kind of high and on a ridge. We may not flood, but we could have very easily been hit by a tornado like we have in years past, fires, or any other damages. And, you know, Russell County, I'm proud of them, because when the tornadoes happen in the western part of the state, they come together and raised quite a bit of money. Mm-hmm. And for a small county, for a decent-sized county, I mean, we done well. Yeah. The people always here rally and support one another. And I'm thankful to be a part of the community. And I don't think this will be any different.
All right. Appreciate you stopping by for a little bit. And
thank you.
You know, best wishes to all those people out there that are struggling. I know it's a tough time for a lot of folks out there.
I appreciate that. Prayer for them.